To whom it may concern, General Conference Committee. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Street, Granville, New South Wales. July 19, 1894. To whom it may concern. While we were living at Preston, Victoria, a request was made by letter from Belden that I furnish articles for the youth's instructor, the publisher, to pay me for so doing. I told Sister Bolton of the request, saying that it would not be just or merciful to her to accept the proposition. She replied, "I cannot do more than I am now doing, but I have a great interest that you should write for that paper. I will do my part of the work in preparing the articles if you will write them, and then furnish me help to copy them on the typewriter, and also to copy the numerous letters that you have to write. In my correspondence, I have generally had from 160 to 200 pages of letter paper to be copied and sent out every mail. Sometimes the number of pages has exceeded this even, as the Spirit of the Lord has constrained me to write. While in Preston, Sister Davis assisted in the preparation of letters. During 2 months about the beginning of 1893, while Sister Bolton was in Tasmania for her health, Sister Davis spent nearly all her time in preparing matter for the Australian Conference, which was then in session, for the General Conference, and for individuals. For this, I made no charge to the Conference. While I was in New Zealand, I wrote to Sister Bolton at Melbourne to employ help whenever she required it, and I would pay the bill. This she did, and again I made no account to the Conference. The letter writing was a heavy tax upon me, keeping me employed early and late, and the extra amount I was obliged to pay for help to get the matter copied be made up by the pay I received from the instructor. At the time of the camp meeting in Victoria, I employed Brother Caldwell as typewriter. Sister Bolton continued to prepare the articles, but she had other labor placed on her during the camp meeting and could do no copying. For some weeks before and after camp meeting, I employed several copyists and paid out a considerable sum for help, but there was no charge to the Conference. In order to arrive at the amount paid, I must obtain the account from Brother Rousseau, for he paid some of the bills, collecting the money from deposits I had made in the Echo office. Before leaving Melbourne, I again had to press Sister Davis into the work. She prepared a large amount of testimony for certain individuals, which I could not entrust to another person. Frequently, she has to be called from the work on the life of Christ to prepare these special communications, which it would not be wise to trust to anyone else. Emily Campbell copies, after Sister Davis has prepared them. I pay the latter for her time and make no charge to the Conference. Willie has been greatly troubled because I was to receive pay for the articles for the instructor. He feared it would be a cause of temptation to those members of the board or council who were naturally suspicious and jealous, so he has written to Battle Creek about the matter. The preparation of instructor articles has been no extra tax upon Sister Bolton, for I have supplied her with help to copy my letters as well as the instructor articles. For some time I have employed Sister Mattie Lawrence, boarding her and paying her wages. It is a part of her work to do this extra copying for Sister Bolton, which does not come into Sister Bolton's account or my own. We have all had to work to the very utmost of our power to accomplish the vast amount of writing I have felt compelled to do. The letters that go to America are not by any means all the writing that I do. I have carried the burden of all the churches which God has seen fit to lay upon me, giving me special messages to rebuke sin in some, to comfort or encourage others, and to answer letters from the distressed. I have written hundreds of pages of personal testimony to persons in this country. I begin my work at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It is rarely that I can sleep until 4, and often I am so burdened over the matters the Lord unfolds before me that I cannot sleep past 1 or 2 o'clock. I have many pages written before the breakfast bell rings. It is impossible for me now to enumerate all the items of extra expense for copyists during the last 2 years. I have mentioned some, that you may get an idea of the situation as it is. I would do my best to remove from the minds of my brethren every occasion to temptation to think that I have received money that I have not earned fully and abundantly. I cannot plead guilty, and I will now leave the matter.